This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Bobby Borland, founder of the Original Bug Patch Company, the 100% organic and deep-free bug repellent. Bobby, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. So how did you get involved with Bug Patch?
Well, with the outbreak of West Nile several years ago, we were looking at an alternative for people to use a product that did not have the harsh chemicals such as DEET. And we found this formula. They were taking it orally in Australia. There was also some research in Canada that large doses of B1 would keep mosquitoes from biting you. So we did research and determined the best way to deliver it was in a transdermal patch. So that's where we started. We developed a transdermal delivery system for B1 to go directly into your bloodstream.
So how is this safer than all the other DEET products on the market today?
Well, the DEET products, you know, they have a lot of precautionary uses. You don't use if you're pregnant, don't use on young children with excessive dosage. You need to reapply DEET about every 2 to 4 hours. You put this patch on, it's good for you. It's a vitamin. It's what your body needs and wants. And the reason it works is vitamin C and vitamin B1, and B1 is what's in the bug patch. If your body does not use it, it will not retain it. It's going to get rid of it. It's going to get rid of it in two ways, either through urination or perspiration. So if it's in your bloodstream, it comes back out your pores as you perspire. And a lot of times you're perspiring when you don't even realize it. So for some reason, it masks your body odor, which attracts the mosquitoes. So it hides your and they can't find you. They don't bite you.
What kinds of bugs does the patch repel?
Well, it repels mosquitoes definitely. We have found that it works on all biting flies, black flies, yellow flies. It also works on what we call down south a no-see-um, a little bitty gnat-like insect that's usually around the beaches that will bite you. So it works on most biting insects.
Today we are with Bobby Borland, founder of the Original Bug Patch Company, the 100% organic and deep-free bug repellent here on eHealth Radio's General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Bobby, has this been tested before?
Yes, we've run tests on it. We've done uptake tests. We've done repellency tests. It does work. And there are some old studies that also shows it works, but we've done our studies too.
And do you have future products coming to the marketplace?
Yes, we're in the transdermal patch business. We have an acne patch that we're going to put on the market. And all of our products, by the way, are all natural. They contain no chemicals. We have the acne patch. We also have a cracked heel patch. We also are working on a headache remedy patch, which has been used in a cream form, but we feel like it will work better in a patch form.
Very interesting. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information online about the Original Bug Patch Company?
Well, they can go to Original Bug Patch Company or Buy the Bug Patch. Either one of them will take you to our website. You can read our endorsements. You can read our testimonials. We give this product away to any and all mission groups that are going overseas to help out. We've sent tons of patches to Haiti and the area that was hit by the earthquake. So it is used by mission groups all over the world.
Outstanding information. Certainly good to have had you. We've been speaking with Bobby Borland, the founder of the Original Bug Patch Company, the 100% organic and deep-free bug repellent. And the website of reference, once again, is originalbugpatch.com. ehealthradio.com. Bobby, thanks so much for being with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Certainly has been. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.